Okay, everybody, here we go. Today's Friday, and this is our paranormal show, Creation Lightship Healing. If you have anything paranormal going on in your life, we'd love to have a email from you, CLSquestions@yahoo.com is where you would send it. Who knows what's going on? So we're on the second day of March, and we're in the year 2018. Let's clear that day so you can have some relief in case it's bothering you. Here we go. So we're going to clear right now today's date. Counting to 10 to do so, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and I will do all the dates of your life going back to this lifetime of March 2nd. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And let's energize the light beam on your monitor screen. You have more than one up. May have different ones out there. Maybe you have different monitors. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okie doke. And if you have a situation happening that's found you, that you were hiding from, and then all of a sudden it surfaced, here we go. Let's release it from you. So one, two, three, four, and five. Okie doke. We'll bring our co-host on tonight. So we have Ann this evening. So are you out of the VBS audition rooms and singing and tap dancing and all that stuff, getting ready? And not naturally, you're probably in the room for the Olympics. So how you doing, Ann?
I'm great, looking great, feeling great. So happy to be here, Ron. Thank you. And welcome, everyone. This is the Creation Lightship Healing Show. That is Ron Amitron speaking. Thank you so much, Ron, for the clearings you do right at the start of the show. So I know our listeners, if you're new, you may not know you want to get on the show right when Ron starts, because he always clears the date and he always clears some, whatever issue we choose, he takes away from us at the start of all the shows. So it's a really great way to start and a great way to get into a sense of peace, being in peace. So if you're new, Ron's website is creationlightship.com, and it's a wonderful one. You'll want to check that out and learn more about Ron and the wonderful source energy healings that he provides for us. Also, at any time, really, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, you can send us an email to clsquestions@yahoo.com, and you can go to the BBS radio page. And there's a link to the Fast Chat Weebly website, it says on there, something like that. And you can click on that and send a message. And both of those come into the email account, and I have that here open during the show. So you can write in during the show. I think it's probably, you know, unless Ron asks for emails, it's nicer to send them in during the week so that you can be really relaxed and enjoy everything and hear Ron's voice. And we can talk about this again later in the show, but tomorrow begins the month of March healing calls that Ron does every month. So tomorrow at 1 p.m., Ron has a healing call that's 3 hours long, and on Sunday he has one that starts at 10 a.m. Both of those are Pacific time, and that call is 7 hours. So you can check all of that information out on Ron's website. You can pay for it there, and you are welcome to join even if you'll be absentee. So you can be a registered absentee and receive all the wonderful healing energy, too. So, Ron, as you said, it's Friday, so it's paranormal night, and we did get in a paranormal story. So somebody has a friend who used to work in the forestry industry flying helicopters. One morning, he awoke with his pants on backwards and his sleeping bag full of gravel.
Wow.
Wow is right.
Hmm. Wow.
He was doing some stuff, I guess, in the night that he was unaware of.
Yeah, that's pretty disconcerting. almost like the lady, you know, with her bra on backwards, you know, or undone or something. But, wow, that's kind of going a step further. I'm trying to connect to that timeline to see maybe what happened. I'm not getting much. So, anyway, wow. Well, that's all I can say is wow.
Well, okay.
I have had people, you know, going to the expos and things where they would come up to me, the person would, and they're, you know, kind of like, I don't know, like they want to be very secretive because of what their situation was. But I have had people tell me about waking up in their bed, you know, with the covers off, maybe pajamas, maybe partly on them or completely off, the covers being like 90 degrees on their bed, you know, to changed and things like that. But sleeping bag things with rocks in it, that's pretty interesting. Wow. And then I have had people talk about, you know, hearing thumps in their attic, you know, like, you know, like a, you know, like somebody's beating something, you know, with a mallet or something above their, you know, in their bedroom or something, you know, and that's, you know, that wouldn't be a mouse walking around, you know, it'd be like thump, 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 you know, and I've had people talk about that. I have had people, first of the year, so when they would change the timelines, you know, around January 1st, people would be walking, and all of a sudden they step into a hole because the energy wasn't solidified yet, and they'd actually have their foot go into a invisible hole in the ground, maybe like a foot deep, and they'd fall over and trip, like you know, like what happened, you know, and that happened a few times. This is probably about maybe 4 or 5 years ago that people commented on that. Then we have the situations where people would go, and somehow Walmart seemed to always surface with this one, but people would go shopping at Walmart, and the parking lot would be filled, and then they'd finally get a place to park and walk maybe 10 minutes to the store and go inside, and the checkers are just talking to each other, and there's maybe 10 people in the whole store, you know, customers doing stuff. And yet the parking lot's filled. You may have had that experience. And then we have the paranormal one with the clone, where in the story I don't have exactly right, I don't think, but the clone, and this is probably in 2013. I guess the person went into a coffee house and wanted to get some coffee. And the clone was there and poured him a cup of coffee and then immediately dumped the rest of the pot out and made a fresh pot because I guess they were told that they have to have fresh coffee for the customers. And then the person saw a sign about pastries, you know, fresh pastries or something like that, and none of them are put out in the shelves yet. And the person said, well, you know, can I have one of your fresh pastries? And the person just said, yeah, we sell fresh pastries. And the person then asked again, can I have one? And they go, no, we sell fresh pastries, you know. And then for me, it happened where I went into the W store and gave one of the checkers a $100 bill and something else with that for buying something. And they wouldn't accept the $100 bill because it didn't register. They thought it was a piece of paper. And they asked to have some 20s or something instead, but they didn't know what a $100 bill was. And, boy, what else? Then one person talked about, I guess last New Year's, one of the clones got upset with them because the clone asked them if they did anything for New Year's. They said no, and the clone went off on them because they didn't do anything for New Year's. So if you have any of those stories, this would be a good time to share them, you know. You know, sometimes we have things happen to us and we really don't even believe it, and we just let it go, and because you have no place to put the information because it's so bizarre to you, and you just kind of go, you know, what's going on? I'll just forget it. You know, it's not that you're a clone that you can't put anywhere. It's just that doesn't have any rhyme or reason for what's happening outside of yourself, you know, by looking at things. Or you're walking down the street and all of a sudden you hear footsteps behind you out of nowhere, and there's a person or people behind you, and they had no way to get there because they could only come like at an intersection or something, and weird things like that. So we'll see what happens there. So hopefully we can get some feedback from people. There's just so much that goes on that you just don't understand it. You know, most of the expos that we see, at least what I see, a lot of times I'll see these very tall blonde women, and they're, you know, like 6'6" or something, you know, very, very thin. They're beautiful. And you look at them, and their legs are really skinny, and you go, wow, you know, what kind of specimen is this, you know, because you don't normally see that. And then also we're talking a while back, me and Angelie were talking, you know, we haven't seen any redheads around lately, you know, because normally, I'm not trying to offend anybody if you have red hair, but normally you don't see redheaded people, okay? When I was going to school, like elementary school or something, I think we had one person in the school, and this was probably back, you know, in the 50s. And still you don't see that many redhead people. Then all of a sudden, we saw like about a dozen in a month. You know, we're in families, you know? Like, where did these guys come from, you know? They just got dropped in here or something. So anyway, I don't know what the new specimens are this year. I just kind of watch people now, and I'm not too surprised whatever I see. But that's sort of, you know, what can happen with what's going on here. And anyway, I don't know what else to say, but just weird things are, you know, always are happening, and you just got to kind of accept them. And knowing, you know, one thing, you know, would be, are you on somebody else's timeline that doesn't belong to yours, and you're seeing all these things, or did they drop them into your timeline just to play with you, to have fun, to see if you catch them or not? Oh, well, there is that story. Yeah, this is in L.A. Quite a while ago. I'll say 8 years ago. Angelique found somebody at the booth who was kind of like checking us out, you know? So they always come when I'm not there, you know, to see what we're doing, or they ask a bunch of questions. So all of a sudden, you know, I came back, and the person wasn't there, but they were just going around the corner. So I go, I have to go see who this person is and if they belong to an agency or not, you know. So I can spot them real quick if I see them. So quickly we both, you know, leave the booth. We had somebody watching the booth at the time. And we go to the end of the aisle, we turn right, and, you know, there's a lot of people there, and then I have people kind of blocking me, you know, so I couldn't go fast. And then I get to the end booth where all the psychic readers are, and we get probably about halfway down the aisle, and I'm probably about maybe 15 foot from the person. And all of a sudden, water comes out of the top of the ceiling, and this is at the Hilton Hotel, okay? And water comes pouring out. It was like a bathtub or two, we'll say, comes falling out of the top of the ceiling right in where the people are watching. People are getting wet. I stop naturally, and they must have dropped, you know, whatever amount of, you know, gallons of water, you know, there to flood the place, you know? And then the person kept going, and they turned right, and they disappeared. So that was quite interesting. So you can kind of picture two bathtubs full of water, and the people there are like freaking out at the booth because the water's hitting the ground and splashing, and it's coming out of the ceiling, probably about a 4 foot diameter, like a waterfall coming down. And so that's another one of those paranormal ones. Like, yeah, I guess they didn't want me to find that person, you know. So anyway, lots of strange things. So I guess back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron. Yeah, thank you for sharing those stories. I know everybody enjoys that when you tell us about your views of looking at the weirdness on this planet. So A listener wrote in last week or so about wanting to space clear their neighbor's house. So I think this is, it could be a different listener, but I think this is the same listener kind of giving us an update on how that's going. So I thought I'd like to read that email now, if that's okay, Ron. Oh, I wanted to just say, Ron has a healing called the space clearing, and it's wonderful. It's only $10 for 1 week, and if you haven't done it, you'll really want to do a space clearing of your own home and then repeat it, I don't know, maybe every 6 months or something at least, and it really feels good and gives everything a nice energy boost. So I'll read that. I have been working on a space clearing for my neighbor's house. It was built in the 1800s on an Indian burial site, so I figured it could use a tune-up. Nevertheless, the most unexpected and distinct of the various clearing modes was the one for prehistoric animals. For this, I set up my tablet and then walked the perimeter of the 3.5-acre ground. Then I stood in the center. As I did so, I felt source energy pour through me, resonating out all around me. It was very powerful and special. This house is approximately 30 miles south of the Great Lakes. 18 years ago, the skeletal remains of a T-Rex was found approximately 2.5 miles from here. You never know when the energies of some old critter might be living in your backyard.
Yeah, wow.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, it sure is. Wow.
Well, and, you know, all over where there were dinosaurs, apparently,
yeah,
on this planet.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and it's a very great, you know, I think, very great and thorough, that's the word I was looking for. You know, it's a very thorough clearing. I'm just looking for another email here to read. Thank you so much, everyone who's written in their questions and testimonials. Okay, here's a just a question, and it's a good one, though. Ron does a lot of water charging for us. First of all, there's a water charging option on Ron's website, so anytime you can actually charge a glass of water for yourself for $1. But you can also do the weekly, and I think there might be, I think there's even a monthly water charging you can do on the website, but he also charges water for us on all of his healing calls. And one of them, and one of my favorites, is the peaceful sleep water. So this person has a question about that, Ron. When I do a water charging for sleep, can I drink it well before I go to bed, or will it make me sleepy? Is it better to drink charged water in the evening? Thanks.
Well, for sleeping, I would say, yeah, probably before you go to bed. But, you know, you may have to, you know, get up to go to the restroom, you know. I would say do it maybe a couple hours before you go to bed. It's designed just to take away maybe anxieties and, you know, stuff that's bothering you, so you can have a more peaceful rest when you're sleeping. So I don't think I would drink it, you know, maybe like 5 hours before. Just drink it a couple hours before you go to bed. And you don't have to have that much of it. You know, maybe a couple of swallows would be fine. And, you know, you could even try maybe warming it up and putting it maybe, you know, in a foot bath. Possibly too, that might work for you. See, you might try that just to see what the experience is of that, because that'll go into your whole body, also through your feet. And you could also maybe do a detox water for foot bath too. So there's all different kind of little options that people do or can do for that here. And then we have the object charging also, and that's designed to neutralize like your jewelry or clothes that you have, and you go to the secondhand store and you buy something, or maybe you're in a maybe you're wearing a necklace and you're in a really negative environment and you want to have it cleared off, or something like that. So that clearing is to neutralize your objects. So objects are would be clothing, and there's different little pictures, I think, around a light beam that is there to energize that for you to put it into neutrality. So you can look at that under the object activation. There's, maybe, I think there's probably about 10 different little things there that you could use it for. So that's designed to neutralize objects or things like that. So back to you, Ann.
Okay. Yes, what I do is if I buy something new, I always charge it, object clear it. But also every once in a while, I just do a week, and I make sure I've got everything like, personal care products and vitamins and minerals and everything charged up. And then I just do a whole lot every day. It's really great, and everything really feels lit up and more powerful. Okay, so, I just wanted to say, too, I really love the Peaceful Sleep water, but I also don't want to drink too much water right before bed. So, as you said, I now only fill my cup up like an inch and a half, and just charge that small amount of water for right before bed, and I drink it right before bed, and it doesn't really cause me to have to get up and go to the restroom.
I'm just thinking, what you might try is to, I don't know if this is possible for people to do, but you could try it. Why don't you charge 4 glasses of water, and make them, the taller glass, and don't drink it, okay? And put the glass, your bed has 4 corners on it, we'll say, right? And so put the glass of water, around the bed, one on each corner, for instance. And it could be on the floor too, but just don't, kick it, when you get up to spill it. And just see if the 4 glasses would tend to make like a force field around your bed so you can sleep better. Maybe somebody could try that and get some comments on it, because it will, still radiate that energy to you in the glass of water. And you may want to take a sip of it so you have the water in your body, so now you're at resonance with the glasses of water, and they would stay active for the whole night, because it's designed to work for one day. So anyway, that might be something to try, just to see what happens. I'd be curious to find that out, but it should work, I think.
That's a great suggestion, Ron.
Yeah, because that way you have it with you. Even maybe put it in a container of glass. Maybe you could charge something up for water charging and put it into a glass container. I'm trying to think if they make anything that would be glass and you could see through with a lid. Okay, imagine you could probably find something. And then from there, energize the water for like driving, like peaceful driving or something, when you're in your car, and just try that out.
Wow, that's
anyway,
a wonderful idea.
Peaceful
driving.
Yeah, I just
driving.
Don't know what, I have seen plastic containers. That would probably work. And they have that little, clip on them where it fastens it down. You might try that. But, ultimately, I think glass would be better than plastic. But I don't know. We'll see if we have anybody who's just kind of curious. You never know what you don't know. And, it could make your life a lot better for, a dollar. You never know. Or you got somebody who's angry with you and just drop it off on their desk, at work. Say, here, can you hold this for me for an hour? I'll be back, I don't want to lose it. Anyway.
Well, I love that, the 4 corners of the bed idea, Ron. And if you put them in, kind of low maybe bowls, then if you have cats and dogs, they could come and have sips during the night.
Yeah, right, yeah.
For them, too. And also, there'd be less, I think, less chance of, you know, like knocking over a glass or something and breaking it.
But, yeah, that makes sense, too, yeah, uh-huh.
Yeah. Okay. So that's a great idea, Ron, all great ideas. Someone wrote in a testimonial about the alien remote viewing disconnection healing, and when they call people, in the past when they called people, because of that healing, they felt their caller ID would come up with just a long row of the number one instead of their phone number, and then they got a new cell phone, and it shows up as a private call, even though this person didn't do anything to, you know, have her phone be, you know, come up with that message. It's just happening. So she's crediting the alien remote viewing disconnection.
Well, very cool.
Yeah, that is cool. Okay, let's see. Okay. Someone has a question about the clearing that is cloned bodies living on cloned planets. If you do that clearing, does it crash timelines?
I would say it would, yes. Uh-huh. I don't know how many timelines it would crash, but yeah, that would definitely do a lot of timeline crashing.
Okay.
That's one of the original clearings that I had. I think I mentioned this before we actually had timeline crashing, because I knew that people were being abducted or clones would be, you know, their replicas would be there as you're cloned out, being transferred to some clone planet someplace. Remember, most people are living on cloned, we'll say, fabricated Earths, okay, and living in a fabricated body. That would be a clone, and that's what happened to people during the Ascension last time. Everything went sideways, so you were put onto a clone planet, and then you may have been cloned out yourself at that time, taken sideways and living your life like you normally would, and when Ascension time happened, the light was turned off, and you're still living on a planet which we'll call darkness, which you probably were, you know, before that, or the people then were, not knowing that anything even happened. And then when the light came on again, then the planet was created in light over again for another 2,000 years, we'll say. And then you were brought back like a copy and paste, like being dropped in here, like the drop-in cars, okay, which you may relate to, or people, you know, that you all of a sudden, they're next to you, you don't know why they're there. And all of a sudden, they're there, and everything starts up over again. Most people don't have that consciousness to see these weird things happening. Although now, because of so much of the healing that we've been doing and clearings, things are becoming a little more visible. You know, the darkness of mind energy is being taken away a lot. And so you're actually seeing physical effects happening here, a change in the way governments relate to people, et cetera. So anyway, I guess back to you, Ann.
Okay. So this is really nice. Someone wrote in, "Hi, Ron. I am the person who had that experience. I went to the store on New Year's Eve to pick up a few things. The clerk checking me out asked me what my New Year's resolution was. I said, oh, I don't make New Year's resolutions. He got all excited and upset, and in front of all the others in line said, you are the only person today that did not make a resolution. He was very upset, so I stayed calm, got my stuff, and walked very quickly toward the door, whispering the mind to heart drop."
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, thank you for emailing that. That's great, yeah.
So I just want to remind people, because someone sent in a room request for the light ship. So thank you. However, we go to the light ship tomorrow night. So be sure and be on tomorrow evening's or whatever time of day it is, wherever you are, show. It's also at 7 p.m. on BBS Radio Station 2. But tomorrow night is Ron will be bi-locating us to Creation Lightship to experience a physical healing and also the many different rooms of nature. So this person put in a request for the Lion Room, and I will try to remember. That is tomorrow night, so you know, you can get some ideas ready and send them tomorrow. And we'll go to Lightship, and also it'll be a birthday celebration for anyone whose birthday is in March.
Oh boy, you get some dessert.
Yes. Okay. And okay, someone has a question. They've been working on their barcode clearings, and they have a question. Their home has, where you, I guess, told them they had 36 barcodes on the house, but they are moving. Do all of those still need to be done?
Yes, I would do that, because you could still be connected to your house, because your whole life, or living your life, you have things that you're connected to. You know, you can put the house maybe in your natal barcode. But yeah, I would still do that, because the energy could be there and could be transferred to you even if you're not living there. So I would do that.
Okay. Okay, good. A question about the monthly calls package. Hi, Ron. I want to join the monthly calls this month and was wondering how soon I need to pay. For example, if I only pay a few hours before the first monthly call starts, will that be enough time for you to receive our details? Thank you very much for your help.
Yeah, and no problem. Once you sign up, you're on. Some people have asked, you know, the amount of time on the Sunday calls, you know, what happens. So, yeah, on the Sunday calls, you're on the Lightship for all the Sundays of that particular month. Plus, if there's any extra time before the next month's, you know, call on Sunday. So you could be typically 5 weeks of being on the Lightship in quarantine for Sundays, having things taken off of you. Just depends how the month goes. But when the next month starts on that particular Sunday, then you will no longer be on the Lightship in quarantine if you don't sign up for the next month. But yeah, as soon as you sign up, you're on. And then the weekdays, if something happens to you, you know, maybe you sign up and you start, let's say you sign up a week before, prior. So just get on the call. It's a week before when you sign up. You know, because I'll allow that to happen, so you may get a little more extra time out of the call itself. So once you sign up and you get the codes, and by all means, you know, get on the weekly calls. So you don't have to wait until we start the Saturday and Sunday call. So like if you signed up the first part of the week, and I don't think it was sent out on emails then, but we'll just say that you signed up on Wednesday. So I think it went up Tuesday night. So you sign up on Wednesday, then by all means, come on the Thursday and Friday call that we had today, and you know, just get a little extra incentive there, you know, to not incentive, but yeah, you can come on once you initially sign up, even if you're a little bit early on it. So there's no problem with that. So back to you.
Great, Ron. Thank you. I want to remind everybody also, when you come on the calls, if you come on early, up to half an hour or so, even sometimes even earlier, the 12 source energy starts. Before the call starts, Ron is now playing the 12 source energies recording, and he has generously said that we can request a healing at that time, even before the call starts. So I just want to be sure everyone signing up is aware of that, because that was a very nice thing for you to do, Ron. Thank you. Okay, so we got sent in a paranormal. Hello, CLS people. Earlier this week, I saw what seemed to be an alien aircraft. I saw it at nighttime about a mile or so away. It had bright red, green, and white lights rotating around a circular airship. It stayed in view for about 30 minutes. Then I put on the CLS alien clearings, and it slowly moved out of sight. Kind of freaky. Thanks for providing us with the tools to get rid of aliens. Does Ron have any thoughts on this?
That's great. Yeah. Normally, the ones that have the blinking lights are government ships, military ones. This one does feel more of the alien type. So let me do the alien to light clearing. I'm gonna do the clearing to release entrapped aliens. So here we go. Enslaved, trapped aliens that are here, and you might feel energies leave your body, and the room may change. So if you jerk or twist or do something, you know, just know that they were probably in you. Remember, you have a lot of empty space, you know, between those molecules. So who knows, you know. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, counting to 100. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. So just see how your room is feeling, how you're feeling. And like I said, if you jerked or twist your body a little bit or shook or shivered, they just left you. So it's better to have them leave than to have you have them take up your space and coexist with you. Back to you, Ann.
Wow, great. Thank you, Ron. That felt really good. Okay, someone just wrote in, hi, I want to recommend the September 28th, 2007 show, which they're referring to a past show of Ron's that is on the BBS radio station page under the archive. Just keep going back. And thank you. It is nice when people share these things. So Ron brings in our pets' energies from the past. Thank you, Ron. So again, the date on that is September 28th, 2007.
Wow, that'd be cool. Yeah.
Yes, Ron, you did that. You just don't remember. I don't think it was a different Ron.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah.
Someone has a question here about the water, putting the water by our beds. And they say, water is very active. It emits life. So maybe you don't want to put water near or around the bed because it might keep you up at night. I did this for years, not knowing why I was having difficulty sleeping until I ran into a water alchemist.
Mm-hmm. Well, very interesting. Well, we'll see.
Okay. Being charged by the light ship would change. It does change the water, doesn't it?
Yeah, it would change it and put in light codes. But the light codes would be there to help you sleep. And so maybe without doing it, it might keep you awake.
Okay.
Very interesting, you know?
Yeah.
I just wonder if people who have, like, maybe a 20-gallon or more, maybe, fish aquarium, you know? If they were to sleep next to that or in the same room with that, would keep them awake. You know, I imagine, you know, it makes noise, but I just wonder if just that energy of the water with fish in there would keep you awake compared to, you know, maybe moving to a different room where the aquarium is not, if you would sleep better. We'll just see if anybody has that answer too. It's not really pertaining to you know, our show tonight, in a sense, but it does, you know, talk about the water. So So back to you.
Yes, yes. Okay, yeah, thank you, listener. That's very interesting. And my guess would be that it would be fine with the Creation Light Chip order, but, yeah, we'll try it. Okay, a week or two ago, you talked about tattoos and how you cleared them from somebody on at the expo, and also then you did some sample clearings for us on the radio show. So someone wrote in, if you decide to put up a tattoo clearing, please include a section for invisible tattoo removal and locations on the body where they might be.
Okay, yeah, I got to think if that's worth doing or not, you know. So maybe you can send that to clsquestions@yahoo, that, you know, or just, you know, do it like, you know, if you want to be anonymous. You know, just say, Ron, yeah, I have tattoos or a tattoo. You know, if I get 10 people requesting that, you know, I could put it up. We'll have to figure out, you know, the process of that. But maybe write down, if you are interested, if it doesn't take you too long, what you have there sounds pretty good to me. Maybe you could just type in, you know, write in body location, make it real simple, your name and body location. And then maybe something, maybe if it's a color tattoo or something, different ink colors, I don't know. But, you know, what it was for, if you're a newbie listening or, you know, just listening tonight, I took away the pain energy of having a tattoo put on. And the person that I did with, he kind of like shivered. And, you know, he thanked me and, you know, him and the other gentleman left. It was just spur of the moment that I saw that. I was thinking about tattoos because I saw a lot of people with tattoos on, and then he happened to kind of cross my path when I was out in the aisle at the expo, and I asked if he wanted the pain release. I said, I haven't done this before, but I can take the pain away from having the tattoos. And, you know, his whole arm was tattooed. And he said, yeah, you know, try it and see, you know. So I knew it would work. But, you know, it was just something to try out. Never saw the person before in my life, and he never saw me before, and he just walked off and thanked me. So we could do that if that's, you know, maybe throw up a quick clearing for people. So back to you.
Okay. Yes, and I remember years ago, Ron, you said that the reason so many people have tattoos now is that they know there are symbols on them already, and they're kind of filling them.
Yeah, we kind of want to clear the symbol if you have something like that on there, too. It might be a little complicated, but, yeah, because you are having a symbol put on you or something like that. Maybe you like goldfish, so you have a goldfish on you, you know, or a butterfly or something, you know. And so what does that mean? And, you know, and then what's the mindset of the person doing the tattoo on you? So it could get kind of involved. I don't know if I want to get that involved with it. But we'll just see. You know, if we get a lot of people requesting that, then we can put a clearing up for it. But the main reason why I did it was for the pain of having the tattoo. So back to you, Ann.
Okay. So on Monday's show, I don't know if we'd experienced this as well. A very nice listener wrote in that, you know, you got cut off near the end of the show. I don't even know if you knew, Ron. It was kind of back and forth. So this listener wrote in, well, it took the aliens 45 minutes to cut you off, Ron. The healings you did for us and making us real for a few days was just too much to take for the dark side. It will be great to listen to the archive and get the whole hour and receive the healing again. Thank you, Ron.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah, that'd be great. Sure.
Yes, that was, you did a lot of healings on that show. It's really great if you miss a show to go back and listen to the archive. And if you, even if you listen to a show, it's great to go back and listen to the archives, especially when Ron does those great healings and you can enjoy them again. Okay, very interesting. Someone wrote in here about an aquarium. I slept in my granddaughter's bedroom with a large aquarium with the light on and the noise. I was awake all night.
Hmm.
So okay, the water factor may have been adding to that. Or,
yeah,
it may
or, maybe,
have,
the, or maybe the fish wanted to be freed. Yeah, instead of trapped enslaved aliens, you got trapped enslaved fish, you know. Get me out of here. But, you know, they may like you anyway, you know, or the person, so anyway.
I wonder how, you know, this listener was there just one night. I wonder how the grandchild is getting their sleep.
Yeah.
They might be asleep, but not, you know, sleeping very deeply or soundly or something.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, somebody has a question about the New Earth transport, which is something everybody does after they do all their healings. So here's the question, Ron. When running the New Earth transport, after having one clearing multiple times after some days, for example, how do we indicate this? Do we enter the name of the clearing and run it multiple times, or maybe the name of the clearing with the number of times having run it? Thank you.
Yeah, the second one, whatever's easiest for you. Like, if you did timeline crashes, just say, like, did 100 timeline crashes, you know, 4X, something like that, you know, and just put that in.
Right, or the time.
Yeah. Just keep it really simple. Don't get too complicated with it. You just, all you're doing is putting your energy there, stating you had a clearing of what it was, and then automatically you're recognized. So that's what it's for, is that clearing in case ascension were to happen. At least your information that you put in, and that information also has the parts of you that got collected and maybe purified or brought back to you, okay, through that clearing. Those parts are there, which you're not going to physically see. So if you did a clearing for maybe having a broken arm, okay, because you had a timeline crash and you're doing this here, you're on those different matrix timelines. So what happens is it'll bring that broken arm back to you of all that energy, and it will probably be reformed as being brand new again. And so you have a new arm on the clearing, but you still have it here because the timeline crashes eliminate that situation. And so all of a sudden you now have your arm parts there. Your whole arm is there as you input it there, and that part is now being collected, and then it's saved for you. So hopefully that makes sense to you. That's why you do that. So whatever you put down there, whatever is regained, your energy system that's regained is also stored there, and the light ship will know that you're there, and you're just getting more of your puzzle pieces being saved. In case ascension time happens, then you're there, and those parts are saved. They're ascending. Well, back to you.
Okay, great, Ron. Thanks for that explanation. Okay, we have a testimonial about the mental barcode removals. On February 23rd, I finished 184 mental barcodes. I'm feeling very light and alert. Also, I am more at peace. Ron, thank you so much for everything you do for us.
Oh, that's great. Thank you.
Yes, thank you for writing that in. Okay, here's, I'm so glad I remembered or got to this one. My house used to have high energy, and now I feel low energy all around the property. It's affecting me. Any ideas?
Hmm. Well, let's flip it around upside down, we'll say, you know, backwards. Maybe your energy is so high that it's feeling low to you. So you may want to, I'd say do something with to make the energy of where you're living and your property, will say, compatible to you. So I don't know what to do for that. Maybe a space clearing. And in the space clearing, ask to have the energies brought up to your energy level. That you might try that. I don't know. Maybe somebody else has an idea what you could do. But I think it's probably your energy is higher than what it used to be, and you're feeling the energy of where you're living or where you are as being low, and it probably hasn't changed, but you have. Back to you.
Okay. Yes. Very interesting. I think. Yeah. That's a great idea. Okay. Another testimonial here on the Alien Freedom Bundle. That's a really terrific, set of healings, and all the bundles are listed under healings on the fast chat welcome page that you open up to when. If you send a message, and you can link to that from the BBS radio page, and it gives a list of what healings exactly come in all the different bundles that Ron offers. And those are a wonderful way to save a little money and get a lot of healings done. So someone wrote in, hello, I just wanted to say I got a huge relief from this bundle. I really felt a change, a weight lifted off me with the slime body coat removal and the web coat removal. These are unlimited, and whenever I feel threatened, I run these. Thank you.
Great. You're welcome.
Yeah, that's a really good. And on the subject of aliens, okay, I just accidentally went off that email. But the question is, will planets, once we've cleared the... they're probably referring to the alien, the planet courting disconnection. And the question is, once we do that, will they reattach to us? And if so, how often?
Yeah, I wouldn't have a clue on that. So remember, the light works in the now, and I can only look at the now situation. So, I'm not in charge of the alien mass consciousness and how often they're choosing to attach to people. Remember, you're in their agenda, and their agenda is controlled by them, not by the light. So, do a clearing, if you think you need it, because you probably would. At that particular time or moment when you think you need something. So back to you.
Right. Okay, someone else wrote in about aquariums. Most people have their fish aquarium in the living room because water is life, and yes, it is very difficult to have an aquarium in the bedroom. Also, aquarium has bright lights, and that'll add to the keeping you awake. Okay. So hopefully nobody has... Oh, here's another one. Okay. Someone else wrote in, they also slept with the grandchild in a small room with an aquarium for about a year. She slept like a rock. Sometimes the aquarium sound bugged me if I wasn't really tired. Regarding the alchemist's water, do you think that experience for that person would be helped by a dark side practitioner clearing, even though it was a while ago for them?
Possibly, yeah.
Yeah, very interesting. Maybe something was a little, not good happening with that water. Ew. Okay, a question about the timeline crashes. I purchased the Advanced Parallel Life Program timeline crashes, and I understand that in the older monthly timelines, you crash each emotion, and there's a list of emotions. For the advanced crash, if I select other and in the input box type in one emotion to crash, for example, fear, will that work? Say crash fear 500 times. Blessings.
Yeah, it will work, but hopefully you've done the whole lifetime, fear clearing, because that's what you want to get released from you is stuff that's internal. So, but that would work, yes, That would get rid of external fears that are brought to you. But the internal ones you want to first release. So that would be your whole lifetime clearings. So back to you.
Okay. Another testimonial. Okay, they sent in a person's name, a man's name. They're feeling the protection clearing for myself and auric field containment for a house of mine. It was a bumpy ride during the clearing, but today this person has been treating me completely different and positively. It's amazing what love energy can do.
It sounds like
The auric field containment for a house. Wow, that's really very interesting.
Even do the psychic billboard, see what that does. Might even get better for you.
Oh, that's a good idea. Yeah, that's a very powerful one. People really like. Okay, someone has a request. When you're charging water, Ron, they heard on an archive you brought in water spirits. And can you do that again sometime? And you've actually been doing that quite a bit lately, where the water spirits have been coming in. You may not remember that, Ron, but you've been doing a lot of water charging and bringing in the water spirits.
Yeah, that's correct, yeah.
Yeah, they have a lovely energy. Okay, so, this is an interesting one. Is there a self-pity clearing? I love feeling sorry for myself.
It might be something like that on the self-empowerment clearing. There's like 30-some, issues there. You might look on that to see, because you could put other in there and put self-pity in there, but something might be similar to that.
Yes, I believe you on almost all of your healings, Ron, you have a space for custom input. So I'm sure that would work.
Sounds like maybe Mind Loop 1 might be the answer to that, too. That would be an issue. Could even be a barcode attached to you, making that come over and over again, too, that reoccurring event one.
Yes, that's a good idea. And I wonder, for some reason, depression came to me, which you also have a whole life healing for, a whole life depression healing.
Yes. You can even do that on the... The depression would be on the death barcode, on the unlimited version of that. And we do have the whole lifetime depression, but yeah, you want to get the internal first.
Right. Okay, well, let's see. We're getting very near the end of our show today. And I just wanted to remind people of, we're really at the end of the show. Tomorrow at 1 p.m., if you'd like to be on a live healing call with Ron, where he will also be charging 7 bottles of water, you can sign up for that, as we discussed earlier, right on Ron's website, creationlightship.com. And then please join us tomorrow night for another radio show at 7 p.m. Pacific time, where there will be a trip to the lightship. And I'll say good night and thank you, Ron. And you can do the mind heart drop.
Okay, so here we go, everybody. You just say this out loud. So you say, I now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart, and we'll count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times to facilitate that action. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, everybody, blessings. Thank you, Ann. Thank you, listeners, for tuning in tonight. And thank you, ladies behind the scenes, helping out. Bye, everyone. Blessings.